we're just kind of taking it session at a time at the minute. Geraldine has been able to train with us and seamlessly she's just kind of slotted back in there. She's worked really, really hard even when she wasn't able to train with the team, and she's managed to stay in serious shape, and Geraldine gives us so much now, defensively as well as offensively. You know, her role has kind of changed within the team, and she's so important with her, and without those players, you know, it's a huge ask for the players, the girls to come in, you know, and fill shoes like that, you know, and the rest of us would have got years to kind of, you know, slowly, kind of gently be introduced to the senior game, and there's a lot of girls there that teenagers that are just being thrown into the deep end to try and fill those shoes at the minute. Katie, it's kind of session at the time, just with Katie at the minute, and Trasa hopefully will be available. And Kira isn't 100% either, so we're just kind of taking it day at a time at the minute with the four girls. So
there's still doubt about Katie and Trasa, and what's the story with Geraldine?
Geraldine should be good to go, and the girls as well shouldn't be.
That would be ahead of schedule, because I think Maxi Corn was saying probably championship.
With Geraldine, I suppose she's kind of been working so hard in and behind the scenes, and to try and get herself into good shape, I suppose, with the layoff. So we'd be hopeful, obviously, that she'd be able to play a wee bit of a part anyway. And the girls, it's just day at a time. Trasa, hopefully, as well, she'll be good to go. And fingers crossed, Katie as well.